It's time to get fresh with Cheryl Weiser from the Puget Sound Fresh Program at the Cascade Harvest Coalition.
Call any vegetable, call it, call it by name. Call any vegetable, call one today. Call
every week, Cheryl tells us what's fresh at farmers markets, advises us how to pick the best, and also gives us some cool recipes. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to begin with one of Hannibal Lecter's favorite ingredients.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
No, it's not liver. It's fava beans, which I understand are fresh and good right now in farmers markets. Is that right?
They are. And actually, fava beans are a really ancient bean with great history. They were actually cultivated around 6,000 BC, so they've been around a lot longer than Hannibal Lecter. And the great thing about fava beans is they have this really short seasonal window. So it's really nice to be able to pick some up and do something special with them.
And we were wondering, like, how do you said you told us that getting them fresh is really important for mm-hmm. a fava bean. Mm-hmm. So how do you make sure the fava beans are fresh when you're buying them?
Well, there's a couple things about fava beans. And one thing is that bigger is not better. Because as fava beans mature, the beans are not as good. And so you want to pick, first of all, you want to get beans that have been picked within 3 to 4 days. Because the thing is that when the beans are picked, the sugars start to convert to starch. And starch makes them less tasty. And so you're looking for beans that, you know, they'll have a little bit of fuzz on the outside, on the pod, and they're a nice bright green. And you want the smaller, younger beans. And they also have like a little bit of give to them. And sometimes you'll see beans that have the pods that will have some black flecks on them, and that's okay. But brown spots indicate age. So this is where size does matter. And you also want to look to, when they were picked.
So what's one of your favorite fava bean recipes, maybe for someone who's never cooked with them before? What would you suggest?
Well, first of all, you know, just one little quick thing about fava beans is that it is kind of a two-step preparation process.
Okay.
So, and there's, there's some really simple ways to prepare it. So just very quickly, when you get fava beans, you have to pop the beans out of the pod, and then you just have some boiling salted water, and you put the pods in there, and then you quickly put them into, like 45 seconds, and then you put them in some chilled ice water bath.
That's how you bust open the pods.
Right. You don't bust them open. They have like a little membrane around them. Okay. So that's like their little jacket around mm-hmm. them. And then that coating slips off, and then the bean is ready to use. And most people really like to mash them. And actually, there is a great dish. It's actually considered the national dish in Egypt. And it's, I hope I pronounce it right, it's Fulmedam, Fulmedame.
And if she pronounced it wrong, call us,
yes,
write
please.
To us, conversation@kow.org.
Really?
We will correct it.
And so it's where you just mash the beans, and it has olive oil and lemon and salt and garlic and cumin. And they actually eat it with bread and onions.
Now, the other vegetable that is in season are radishes. And I can't get too excited about radishes. Tell me why I should be excited about fresh radishes.
Well, I think radishes tend to end up in salads, kind of yeah. lonely and sad. And they've been, you know, we've seen them on the stalls at the farmer's market for a while. And so this is, again, one of those delights of the season where it just adds this lovely crispness to our summer eating. And so, you can really do something as simple as take a beautiful radish. Like I just got some pink beauties, and they're just kind of smooth on the first taste, and they have this nice bite, you know, as you kind of on the back end. And you can get some really nice butter, a little bit of butter, a little bit of salt, and, you know, put it on some bread and snack away.
Sounds really simple.
Or salsa.
Sounds really simple and really tasty. And you can get these recipes just by going to kow.org. We've got them listed there. Cheryl Weiser with the Puget Sound Fresh Program at the Cascade Harvest Coalition. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.